This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Communist China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books and music, expensive fashion apparel, and prescription drugs with ingredients that kill. China's latest venture into fakery is fake alcohol. The counterfeiters collect empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refill them with a cheap substitute from who knows where, and then resell this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. China's fake alcohol is generally made from one of three bases: ethylene glycol, which is antifreeze, which attacks the kidneys and heart and is potentially fatal; methanol, which attacks the retinal nerve and can result in blindness; and isopropyl, that's the name for rubbing alcohol. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. The final Harry Potter movie was available in Chinese bookstores before it was released by the publisher. Beijing shops sell fake Gucci. One reporter saw a gift shop selling a suitcase full of fake U.S. $100 bills. Now let me give you an update on how Communist China is replacing the United States as the world's car maker. The company we all used to know as General Motors, which after it was bailed out by the U.S. taxpayers, is now informally called Government Motors, recently announced it will build a billion-dollar factory to manufacture Cadillacs in Communist China. Of course, the U.S. corporation had to get permission from Chinese communist authorities to build its factory and had to make it a joint venture with the Chinese company. Even the Wall Street Journal criticized GM for investing so many billions of dollars in China after getting bailed out by the U.S. taxpayers in 2009.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful. A gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
What Really Happened radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I have a little programming announcement, and that is that this week I am doing the RBN Bamuser show today and Friday. I'm going to be away from the microphone tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday. I'm taping some segments for a TV show, and I'm not at liberty to go into the details right now. There'll be a formal announcement of next spring. And Ryan Dawson will be stepping in to take over the microphone for the next 3 days, and I'm very grateful to Ryan for doing that for me and keeping the show current and up to date so you don't have to listen to best ofs, because, you know, I've heard that guy before. So, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, I will not be here. I will be returning to RBN on Friday and continuing from there. So any out-of-control rumors out there, please slap them down. And again, for the people watching on Bamuser, obviously there will be no Bamuser show for the next 3 days here. Now, getting back to the news of the world that's getting out there, there's a lot of upset and unhappiness all over the world. We're going to start with Ukraine. Now, you've been hearing all about the rallies by those people who are opposed to the current government in Kiev and are very much supportive of this plan to link the Ukraine to the European Union. And all of these rallies and protests all exploded into being when the government of the Ukraine basically started having second thoughts about linking their economy to that of the European Union, looking objectively at how those nations already in the Ukraine, or the European Union rather, are faring, which is not good. And Russia is apparently making overtures to the Ukraine for financial deals that are far more attractive. So all of a sudden, oh, there's a color revolution in the Ukraine. The people are rising up against the cruel tyranny, blah, 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 blah. And it's another manufactured attempt at a coup d'etat. And if you need proof about that, John McCain is over there in the Ukraine meeting with the protest leaders. McCain wants to turn the Ukraine into the next Syria. We're going to just concoct this color revolution out of thin air and use it to justify overthrowing the government to make sure that those Ukrainians are enslaved to the European Central Bank. Because that's the goal here. Everybody's enslaved to a private central bank. Nowhere on earth can you go where you are not spending your life in servitude to the private central bankers. That's what these wars and overthrows and coup d'etats are really all about. Now, Russia has extended some very generous loans and a gas deal to keep the Ukraine favorable to Russia. Russia has the resources to make that deal very attractive. What's the European Union got? Sign up with us and we'll plunge you into permanent, hopelessly unpayable debt. And because this Russian deal to the Ukraine is looking very attractive, McCain is already out there saying the United States could act. Take concrete action against the Ukraine. If the Ukraine reneges on its deal to the European Union and goes back to being friends with Russia, instead of, you know, signing up with this. So they're already talking about military action. They can't even deal with Syria and Afghanistan and every place else they're already in. And they're already talking about going into the Ukraine. My goodness. Now, getting back to Syria, apparently, we're looking at this very bizarre situation. Do you remember long ago in a far simpler, more innocent time when we were all assured Al-Qaeda and the Islamic fanatics were the bad guys? Well, apparently, recent developments in Syria have sort of muddied that because the moderate hired mercenaries have basically called it quits. A lot of them have gone over and joined Assad because they're getting sick and tired of the highly fanatical factions that are in there trying to overthrow Assad and put in a virulently anti-American government. But the fact that that's the agenda doesn't seem to matter because now the U.S. is sending support to the Al-Qaeda fanatical Islamic factions of the hired mercenary army. And the excuse is, well, yeah, they're the bad guys, but, you know, it's more important to get rid of Assad and make sure Syria sells their oil only for U.S. dollars than which side we're playing with. So, again, Al-Qaeda over here is bad, and Al-Qaeda over here is good, and they expect us to just sort of throw a snappy salute and say, yes, sir, we're far too dumb to understand foreign policy, even when it's absurd on the face of it, sir, and I'll just go along and believe as I'm told to believe. Apparently, there's a lot of fighting going on outside Damascus. Reports are surfacing. In fact, there was one just on Russia Today that we put up at whatreallyhappened.com, where the Syrian rebels, the Al-Qaeda Islamic fundamentalists, are engaging in major atrocities against the people, trying to conduct a terror campaign to get the people of Syria to abandon Assad and sign up with them. Well, ever hear that old saw about easier to catch flies with honey or sugar than vinegar? And the Syrian rebels are taking the vinegar approach. Meanwhile, the United Nations has finally released their chemical weapons inspector's report as to what happened last August 21st. Now, remember, the official U.S. government story was that Syria's President Assad used chemical weapons against women and children of his own Alawite-supporting faction virtually in front of the United Nations chemical weapons inspectors on the day they arrived. Obama was out there screaming about chemical weapons. John Kerry was out there chemical. Oh, see, Assad has chemical weapons, and we've got to invade. And we know it was Assad because the rebels don't have chemical weapons. They don't have these things. And the United Nations Chemical Weapons Inspectors report came out and said, oh, yeah, these sarin gas attacks were being carried out by the rebel forces. And the reason we knew that the lie they were telling us last August, that Assad did it, was a lie is, and again, as I say, if you want to determine if something you're being told by the government or corporations is a lie, look for what should be there and isn't. And what should have been there and wasn't was a motive for Assad to do something that stupid. Assad is the head of a nation. He may be a narcissistic egomaniac, as is true of virtually every world leader out there, but he's not stupid. Attacking his own people with chemical weapons achieves no military purpose, and certainly didn't help him politically. It certainly opened the door for U.S. call for direct military intervention. Why would he have done such a thing? And the answer is he wouldn't. He's not that stupid. Just like if Iran actually did have a nuclear weapon, which they don't, they're not going to drop it on Europe or the United States or Israel. It gains them nothing and justifies military intervention into their country. So the UN Syrian Chemical Weapons Inspector's report came out and basically confirmed what we've been saying all along. It was the rebels using sarin gas against Syrian civilians in an attempt to frame Bashar al-Assad to allow a U.S. direct military intervention. And it fell flat on its face. And what's amazing is how shocked Obama and John Kerry and the rest of the war hawks seem to be that the American public wasn't buying this story right from the very beginning. Maybe because they presumed we had forgotten all about that whopper, about Saddam's nuclear weapons, the whopper about torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, the whopper about a Spanish mine in Havana Harbor, and on and on and on. And, of course, the situation over in Iran, where the U.S. has goaded Iran into walking away from the nuclear talks by expanding the list of sanctions, is creating some interesting responses in the media around the world. And when we come back from these commercials, we will tell you what those are.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com. to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. So all of this finagling and changing their mind and changing the agreements, I mean, certainly the situation with the lies about Syria, certainly the situation with the United States already being in complete violation of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, which both Iran and the United States signed and ratified, making it the rule of the law. And now this little game they're trying to play with the P5 plus one deal out of Geneva, where the U.S. was going to relax sanctions and Iran was going to reduce their stockpile of 20% enriched uranium and various other concessions and take 6 months to arrive at some other deals to try and relax everybody's concern about Iran's completely non-existent nuclear weapons program. This is really an attack on Iran's peaceful nuclear industry because it's an economic competition to Israel's nuclear industry. Israel exports nuclear technology, and they don't need the next nation up that way exporting the same products because competition drives down prices. And so we're seeing articles appear in the global press. This was over at Mare News, basically saying what it is. American agreements are not worth their paper. They're saying Obama is a serial liar, which we already knew that. The word of the United Nations isn't its bond. The United States, in this kowtowing to Israel's agenda and to Wall Street's agenda, has destroyed the credibility of the government around the world. Nobody trusts the United States government any longer, with very, very good reason. Now, we're seeing a continuation of the rush to war as we understand, back in 2008, China and Japan were talking about sharing the Senkaku Islands and the oil and gas underneath. Then the United States came in to Japan and said, look, on our charts, this has been your land since way back when, and you should assert your territorial prerogatives. And all of a sudden, where back in 2008, everybody was peacefully going to share what's going on. Now they've got ships in a no-fly zone, and they're running their ships up to each other and playing chicken, which is a dangerous thing to do with warships. And the goal here for the United States is a war with China to end the threat of the yuan against the dollar and opening up a second front. We're starting to see saber rattling regarding North Korea. Now, North Korea just had a major political upset as Kim Jong-un had his own uncle executed, supposedly for some form of treason against his administration. Now, we know the United States and South Korea have been trying to provoke a revival of the Korean War for quite some time. There was that destruction of the South Korean warship that was blamed on North Korea with evidence that turned out to be absolutely worthless. It was fraudulent. We documented that. And now we're hearing more and more talks about South Korea's concern. North Korea is going to do something. North Korea has gone on alert, or rather Seoul has gone on alert. This would be a second front opening up a war with China, because the United States government isn't going to tell you, we need to go to war with China because that yuan is threatening the dollar, because none of you will send your children off to be killed and crippled over a piece of ink and paper. So they're going to get a war going between China and Japan. Then they're going to get the Koreas going again, and the government will say, we must go to the aid of our friends over in the Western Pacific, because our honor demands it. And we'll be off and running again. But the real goal, the yuan is coming on strong. China has a healthy, powerful manufacturing economy. People are trading in the yuan because it's seen as much more reliable, dependable, and stable than the U.S. dollar. The yuan has already gone past the euro. There are people in Washington who are calling the yuan a mortal threat to the U.S. economy. Not because the yuan is coming in here and doing anything, but because the rest of the world is turning away from the Bretton Woods Agreement and using the yuan for international trade and banking. And that means the U.S. financial system isn't getting that piece of the action of all global commerce that they've been enjoying since the end of World War II and have become dependent on, which is why they allowed American manufacturing to decline, allowed American agriculture to get toxified by this whole GMO disaster, which has other countries around the world refusing American agricultural imports if they test positive for GMO contamination. So they're just pushing so hard. They're trying to get a war going, and they don't even care who with anymore. Meanwhile, of course, China has rejected the call by the Prime Minister of Japan to rescind the air zone. And we're dealing with two cultures, Japan and China, for whom face is of paramount importance. And that makes backing down very, very, very difficult. And I'm sure the United States is relying on that. In fact, if you go back and you look at that 8-step plan crafted by Office of Naval Intelligence Lieutenant Commander Arthur H. McCollum to goad Japan into attacking the United States of America, that was the plan that Roosevelt followed that led to the attack on Pearl Harbor. And in that 8-step plan, they talk about the importance of face to the Japanese so that actions that the U.S. did that would seem fairly trivial to Americans were perceived by the Japanese as horrible, horrible insults to their honor and dignity. And I think they're playing that same game again here. Little article out of RIMF.com about how pleasing Israel guarantees Congress seats. And they're talking about the U.S. Congress literally giving Israel 3 times more money for missile systems development than Obama had even asked for at a time when they're supposedly dealing with a budget crunch. Yes, we're out of money. We're hopelessly in debt. Americans are starving. But let's give Israel a little bit more money because we have an election next year. And without AIPAC's blessing, none of us will keep our jobs. It's amazing. Now, there was one piece of pro-Israel legislation a lot of people were very, very angry about with a good reason. And it had to do with this U.S.-Israel visa waiver bill. And basically, this is a bill that would have included Israel in a visa waiver program with the United States. But the waivers were granted based on whether people coming in from Israel were Jewish or Arab. And that would never have survived a constitutional challenge. And so this so-called U.S.-Israel Strategic Partnership Act, that provision of it, is probably going to be removed, rather than risk a humiliating Supreme Court defeat. Down in Peru, 11 governments are meeting to figure out how they can control the internet. They're finally waking up and realizing that because of the internet, the days when they could just tell their population any piece of nonsense at all to trick them out of money, to trick them out of obedience, to trick them into war, those days are fading away. The last time that sort of thing really worked was the height of the Cold War, the 1950s and 1960s. And because of the independent media, because of the internet, those days are gone. And they want them to come back. It's so hard to do our jobs when we can't lie to the population. And so 11 governments are down there in Peru saying, how can we take back control of it? How can we go back to the glory days of the Cold War where we can feed our people total nonsense and be believed, because that is how we shall conquer the world. Let's see, another article coming out of Global Research up in Canada. Syria, media disinformation, war propaganda, and the corporate media's independent bloggers. And I'm glad they wrote this article because they're basically talking about how more and more so-called independent bloggers out here are actually working for and being paid by the corporate media. They're the newcomers, the ones who all seem to have a lot of money. You know the type. We'll be right back after these commercials.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to ExtendoVite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken ExtendoVite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with ExtendoVite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There- There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And just talking with our control room technician over those technical issues. Let's see. We're getting a story just coming in here. Apparently, a federal judge has just ruled the entire NSA data collection program is, in fact, a violation of the Fourth Amendment. Huzzah, 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 huzzah. Doesn't mean they'll stop doing it, but at least we can take away their illusion that somehow they're obeying the law because the Foreign Intelligence Service Act court says it's okay. Ignoring the fact that the jurisdiction of the Foreign Intelligence Service Act court is foreign, outside the United States of America. Alrighty, let's see, moving right along. Oh, we got a call on the line, John in Barbados. Aloha, John, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Talking about the NSA data center in Utah. The idea is floating around that the state of Utah, the legislature, could order the county in which this data center is situated to turn off the water supply. That data center needs 1.7 million gallons of water per day to keep all this equipment cool. Turn that off, the data center fries. Finish it. We don't need the 10th Amendment of the judges' warnings and things. We can crash that data center. As long as the state just turns it off, it's in its own remit. There's no federal law that says they have to supply these centers. There's no local ordinance which makes it mandatory to supply the center with water, let alone fish.
John, it sounds fun. It's a pleasant idea to think about, but I have a problem with that. First of all, where that data center is located, water is very, very precious. And with the billions and billions of dollars poured into the NSA data center, I have to wonder why they are dependent on external water. Because that volume of water, it sounds like that's the volume of water that would be required to cool that facility. But you don't just bring it in through the faucet, cool your computers, and dump it down the drain. I'm having a hard time thinking that such a critical piece of national intelligence infrastructure doesn't have its own cooling plants right there using recycled water. That's my first concern hearing that story. It sounds wonderful. Shut off the water. And by the way, years and years ago, I actually saw what happened when that really does happen, because it was way back when I was doing some work for Robert Abel and Associates, and one of our clients had a very early six processor supercomputer that did require building water for cooling. And the plumbers were fixing the drinking fountain out in the hallway, and they shut off the water main without realizing it was shutting off the water jacket on this big computer. I can't remember the name of it. And so we got to actually watch one of these computers melt down. But again, if they have built this huge, costly data center and it is dependent on external water that comes in, cools the machines, and then goes away, it's not only hideously wasteful, hideously costly and everything, it does make it vulnerable. Somebody could just blow up the supply pipe to shut it all down. And so, again, I don't know. I would have to think that they've got some internal...
Well, I wanted to give it some publicity, because there are several activists who are now, if you like, lobbying the Utah state legislature to bring this forward, simply because, according to the law, the NSA are violating several of the amendments of the Constitution.
It feels like a whipping post, that they're going to get everybody all focused on shut off the water, shut off the water, and they'll shut off the water, and NSA will say, hey, we've got internal cooling. You guys were just wasting your time here.
Well,
anyway,
apparently
so,
they haven't. They need one. Apparently, these
well, that's what we're being told, but this is the NSA saying it. You're going to believe what the NSA is. I mean, the NSA tells you the check is in the mail, and I promise to respect you in the morning. And yeah, come on. I mean, whatever the NSA says, I mean, you know, take that with a huge grain of salt. Anyway, we're going to let you go here. We're going to let you go here, and I want to get back to some of the other stories. Now, over at the CIA, as you're probably aware, we're coming up on, we're past the 50th anniversary of the Bay of Pigs disaster. It's been over a half a century. Now, the CIA wrote its own internal history of the Bay of Pigs. It's a five-volume set. Volume 3 was already partly released with a lot of heavy redaction. And now, because it's been 50 years and the classification has expired, people are filing in Freedom of Information Act. We want to see the five-volume set. The CIA has gone to court trying to convince Judge Kessler of the U.S. District Court in Washington, D.C., to allow the CIA to keep this document classified past the end of the legal classification period. Their excuse is that releasing the factual history of the Bay of Pigs would confuse the public. And also because much of this material is pre-decisional. That's the new word. In other words, what they're talking about is this document would reveal just how this whole Bay of Pigs disaster came about, and the CIA doesn't want you to know about that. It would confuse you, because you'd be saying, but back then we were told X, and now the CIA's own documents are saying Y. I'm so confused. And the CIA wants to spare you from that confusion, and that's why they've gone to court to try and keep the lid on this. There are some secrets that are so damaging to this government, they're kept secrets. Pretty much everything about Pearl Harbor has been declassified. Most of what we know about the Japanese fleet not maintaining radio silence was declassified in 1994, but there is one document of the history of Pearl Harbor that remains classified to this very day and will probably stay classified until this government collapses. And that is the November 25th communication from Winston Churchill to President Franklin Roosevelt. Now, this communication happened one day after the intercept station up here at Station H on Oahu intercepted the order from Japan, from Admiral Yamamoto, for the fleet to sail to Hawaiian waters and be prepared to attack. And it was decoded, because the Japanese naval code had been broken a year before then, was decoded at Station Hypo and sent to Roosevelt. Now, presumably, all the other radio intercept stations around the Pacific heard this, including the ones owned by Great Britain. They decoded it. And one day after that message was broadcast, ordering the fleet to sail to Hawaii to be ready for the attack on Pearl Harbor, Winston Churchill sent a message to Roosevelt that remains classified to this very day. And we know why, because in all probability, Winston is telling Franklin Roosevelt, hey, they're coming! And if that was ever made public, it would absolutely prove that the claim that this was a surprise attack by Japan that caught the United States unawares was a complete and total lie. All righty here, moving right along here. Let's see, we already talked about the GM bailout has cost the American taxpayer $14 billion. And it gets back to something I was saying all the way back in 2008, when this whole mortgage-backed security fraud exploded and Wall Street was in trouble. The government's answer was to take trillions of dollars away from you, the American people, and give it to the bankers so the bankers could loan it back to you at interest. That's all a bailout is. And the bankers actually took most of that money and they put it in their own pocket through these hideously obscene bonus checks they were writing for themselves. Now, if the government had done exactly the opposite, if they'd gone to these Wall Street financial firms whose crimes had created this mess and taken trillions of dollars away from them and given it to the American people, nobody would have missed a mortgage payment. There wouldn't have been a mortgage crisis. People would have gone out and bought brand new American-made cars. There would not have been a need for an automotive bailout. People would have stayed current on their credit card bills. There wouldn't have been a credit crisis. People would have gone down to the shopping malls and bought brand new, hopefully American-made products. There wouldn't be a retail crisis or a manufacturing crisis. Everything this government did, reacting to the collapse of Wall Street's mortgage-backed security fraud, was absolutely the wrong thing for the nation and its people. What Iceland did was the right thing. Throw those bankers in jail. Fire the government that helped them do it. Write off all the debt created through fraud, which is why you don't hear a lot about Iceland in the American corporate media anymore. Meanwhile, over in Ireland, they've got a solution to their unemployment problem. Move. The Irish authorities are telling unemployed citizens to leave the country. And it's seen as not only a reduction of the unemployment, but to reduce eventual Social Security spending. Very hospitable. Where are they going to go? It's an island. We'll be right back.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran owned and operated.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I saw this interesting story. This was over at Gizmodo. Down in Florida, there was a young lady who is a meth addict and apparently decided the best place to enjoy what she was doing was to climb into the world's fifth oldest tree and light up her meth pipe. And succeeded in burning down the tree. And, of course, for people who are botanists and enthusiasts of all trees, it was a huge, huge embarrassment. But I see this as a metaphor for the national economy. Because here we have a bunch of private central bankers who've set fire to and destroyed the nation's entire economy, feeding their addiction. Their money junkieism. And so it just strikes me as kind of an interesting little metaphor there. Ron Paul is out there saying after 100 years of failure, it's time to end the Fed. And he's absolutely correct. This model of banking, of having a privately owned bank issue all of the currencies alone at interest, is the very system of banking this nation fought a revolution to be free of. only to be sold back into that slavery by a corrupted Congress and a corrupted president 100 years ago. December 23rd is the official anniversary. The Federal Reserve is 100 years old. Huzzah, huzzah, huzzah. Look what wonderful things we have done for the rich people of this nation. Look what you've done to the poor of the nation, the middle class of the nation. Well, they don't count. History is written by the victors, and we won this one. Now, CBS has caused quite a stir in the independent media, social media, for that matter, with a segment on 60 Minutes that basically came across as an NSA propaganda platform. And apparently, it aroused the anger of the American people all over Twitter and Facebook, saying, "You know, how dare you get up there? 60 Minutes is supposed to be this respected, objective news program, which we know is a lie all the way back during the Clinton administration. They were editing Jennifer Flowers to discredit her and help Bill Clinton win the nomination. And apparently it came out that the CBS newsman who was the anchor for that segment on the NSA is under consideration for a new job as a senior intelligence official with the New York Police Department, and was proving his bona fides by using his 60 Minutes pulpit to say, oh, the NSA, they're a great bunch of guys. They're not spying on America. They're only spying on the bad guys. Which, of course, contradicts exactly what the NSA is saying, which is, we have to spy on all of you because all of you are potential terror suspects, and so forth and so on. Anyway, another article has come out here. This is over at Investment Watch blog, this lone wolf justification for mass spying. And the NSA is taking the position that any one of you 330 million Americans might just get it into your head to carry out an act of terror. Maybe you overdosed on your prescription antidepressants. And you don't tell anybody you're going to do it. You don't email anybody. You're operating in a complete vacuum. And that's why they have to spy on your email and your phone calls. I'm sure you see the obvious contradiction there. That if somebody is operating as a lone wolf, and they're not making phone calls and sending emails or text messages, the NSA still isn't going to find anything. It's all about scaring you into silence and obedience. And it's the same tactic the Nazis used on the Germans. The Gestapo is everywhere. The SS is watching you. You dare not say anything bad. The informants are on every block and will hear you. Anyway, let's see. Apparently, documents declassified by the FBI are showing that the FBI believes they do have the legal authority to conduct warrantless surveillance using drones. Now, we're in a little bit of a gray area here because it's the difference between public and private space. If you are out in public, you don't really have a reasonable expectation of privacy in terms of being watched. Same rule applies to the police officers who are out there trying to smash cameras when somebody videotapes them beating up on a mom or something, or tasering a dog or stomping on a parakeet. The police say, it's illegal to do that. No, it isn't, and the courts have upheld. If the police are out in public on their taxpayer-funded jobs, they have no expectation of privacy. The issue here is that those drones carry things other than just cameras. They can carry equipment to pick up your Wi-Fi and listen to your phone calls. And by the way, it has come out that, yes, the NSA has for years been able to bypass the encryption in your digital cell phone, which I told you already, when the digitals first came out and they were using a 16-bit encryption key, the high-order bits were always set to zero to reduce the amount of work it took to find the key by 256 times. It's like what they were doing in the missile silos for all those years. The launch codes were all 0000000. Launch! Because in the heat of World War III, they didn't want those technicians in the missile silos mistyping a launch code. Heaven forbid the missile might be late getting out of there. It might hit the wrong city or something like that. Now, as we know, one of the scandals that has destroyed the reputation of the United States as a moral leader around the world has to do with all the torture that's been going on all around the world. Abu Ghraib, Guantanamo, a couple of other places. They just found another CIA torture dungeon up in Poland, I guess it was. And the CIA was ordered to produce a factual report for the Senate Intelligence Committee, which 1 year ago, the Senate Intelligence Committee voted to adopt that report. Now, this, in theory, should be a public report. It has been withheld for a year. Now, the Obama administration is saying this report must be suppressed. There is no valid reason to withhold this report. The contents do not threaten national security, because it's already been redacted for that information. What it is, it's an embarrassment. It is an admission by the U.S. government that the U.S. government is using torture to extract confessions from innocent people. So, and it's not like we don't know this is what's going on here. Now, we keep hearing time and time again how the rich get different rules. Big movie stars get away with crimes that ordinary people go to jail for. And I think it's reached its absolute pinnacle down in North Texas. There was this teenager from a wealthy family, was drunk driving and killed four pedestrians. If you did that, or if I did that, we would go to jail forever. And apparently, the defense attorney came up with a new term, affluenza, meaning this kid's perceptions were distorted by the fact his family was so wealthy. And he shouldn't be sent to prison because it's not his fault. His parents had so much money, it just gave him a distorted view of the world where pedestrians just aren't worth avoiding. And apparently the judge agreed, gave him probation. But if this is real, if affluenza is a curse on the rich children of this country, we need to save those rich children from their rich parents and force them to be as poor as the rest of us in order to turn them into model citizens. Affluenza. I don't blame the defense attorney for coming up with this. That's his job. But that judge? Somebody got a campaign contribution somewhere along the way. We'll be right back after Phyllis Schlafly and commercials.